good as I get. I don't get any better.
Welcome to It's As Good As We Get It As Is, 2016 Orlando. What's your name, sir?
Steve Lasky.
What are you with, Steve?
I am the editorial director and conference director for the security group for Southcom Media. And we do several magazines in the security industry. Security Technology Executive is our end-user magazine. We do a magazine called Security Dealer and Integrator, which is for the channel.
I've actually seen them. I used to get them delivered to me at the studio because somehow I got on a list because I was the purchaser, right? And it's been around a long time.
Oh, it's been around over 35 years.
Yeah, and we weren't talking, the word integrator probably wasn't even a word 35 years ago,
It was security, it was Security Dealer.
Yeah.
It started, well, it first started out as AIDS Magazine, associated, I don't even remember what the acronym stood for, but that quickly had to change.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
And then we do a locksmith magazine that's about 70 years old.
Wow.
We were also, I was the first person to really launch a online internet environment called Security InfoWatch. So we launched that in 96 and revamped it about 10 years ago, and now we are the premier and number one online resource in the security industry.
Yeah, and in 96, websites were like, website? What are you talking about?
I mean, we launched advanced. A website, and the CEO said, that's nice. He says, but you won't make a dime in it for 10 or 15 years, and he was right.
Yeah.
So nobody was ready to really put marketing dollars. They didn't understand how it would work.
Right. Very good. Now, what's your latest hat you're wearing? What are you out doing now?
Well, I'm also the conference director for an event we launched several years ago, called Secured Cities. And Secured Cities is the only event that deals with public-private partnership initiatives for public safety, emergency management, and the private sector. So this will be our eighth event.
Okay.
Is
it every year or by year?
It's once a year. The first 2 years that we were there, we did two a year.
Okay.
So we've gone to one a year a couple of years ago. We will be back in Houston. We were in Houston last year, November 15th through the 17th.
All right.
So it's a three-day event, 48 panels and sessions. One of the unique things about it, too, is we have a on-site tour agenda that will be on the last day. We'll be touring various sites around the city, like NASA's astronaut training center.
Oh, how cool.
We'll be doing Harris County, Houston's emergency management and command and control center, the HEC. We'll be doing the police helicopter rescue unit.
All right.
That one just came in, so I'm trying to remember that. And then we'll also be doing a tour of the Texans NRC Stadium and talking a little bit about the preparation for the Super Bowl, which they'll be hosting in January. So we'll get some nice tours. Got a lot of experts, like I said, 48 classes, about 150 speakers, a couple of nice cocktail receptions.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how goes the public-private sector cooperation? Where are we with that?
It is, it's an evolving world.
Right.
And the public sector has quickly learned that there are a lot of different partners that they can work with that will help them, number one, do their jobs and help them, because you're always asked to do less, do more with less
exactly.
when you're in law
right.
enforcement.
Right.
So they're always looking for a force multiplier. Well, with video surveillance, you're looking at a tool now that is, has multiple uses for law enforcement, not only for detection and deterrence, but also for forensics and investigations. Well, the more eyes you have on the street and the more feet you have on the street, the better prepared you're going to be. So what is happening now and what we've seen since we launched Secured Cities 5 years ago is the cooperation between public safety and law enforcement agencies and venues like healthcare facilities, hospitals, campuses in the urban setting are doing a lot more partnerships together because they're all faced with the same issues.
Right.
Budgets, how do we stretch our technology further? What do we do when we have incidents and we want to share information and we want to interpret forensics that are going to benefit everybody. So the partnership are definitely evolving, and they're becoming a very strong part of what law enforcement does.
When there's a resistance, what is it? What is the key? I mean, back in the day, it used to be, oh, we can't work with private business because we're, you know, a public entity and we're not for profit, and we can't have businesses trying to make profits. There's all of these, you know, corporations are bad kind of an attitude towards it.
Well, they're all, the end game's all the same for them. You know, we're trying to catch the bad guy, and we're
right.
trying to prevent.
And they don't do it better than anybody else now. They used to,
right?
But unfortunately, now they don't.
But you've got to have community cooperation.
Right.
I mean, that's why you're seeing a rise in community policing. That's why you're seeing a rise in technology taking over some of the things that the cop on the beat used to do.
Yeah.
And
video analytics is huge. I mean, some of this stuff will tell you that, I'm looking for a brown 1986 Saab. It'll find it.
Oh.
It's by itself, not a human. I mean, a human verifies it, right? But it's pretty amazing.
And you're seeing stuff here that you never saw before at this Azzez show. I mean, this is my 28th Azzez event.
Wow.
And I've been in the security industry 30 years. We're seeing big data being used, for the betterment of and the profit, not the profitability of the vendors that are here,
right.
but for the betterment of their customers, because there's one company I just visited. They've got a software package called Suspect Search, and basically what they do is they put in the parameters of a suspect they're looking for. If they don't have an actual picture or a video capture,
right.
they can put together an avatar,
oh.
and put all the search parameters in using the avatar as the physical dummy, and they have an algorithm and software that will go from all these various camera points around a designated part. So say if you're, in a mall and you're trying to track, a shoplifting suspect, and there are cameras all around the mall, you can put in the data for this this perp, and the analytics will search out on the camera database all the appearances and qualifiers that this guy has, and basically track his movements through the mall, with the end game being hopefully they can catch him before he leaves.
So one of my favorite shows, Person of Interest, the big computer, right? We're there, aren't we? Close.
We're close.
Very close.
I mean, we're probably closer there than we are with some of the stuff you see on CSI when you're able to turn around DNA testing in 15 minutes or an hour.
It's like the old photo stop. DNA right. stop. Come on and drop it off. We'll have it in an hour.
We're not there yet. But, we're doing this show in cooperation with our public safety group as well. So the mix is probably 65% public safety, emergency management, mm-hmm. and then 35-40% private sector and institutional people.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, that's a close percentage, balance.
Yeah. And it's, it's real life. It's kind of mirrors the real life cooperative partnerships that you're seeing out in the community.
Right. And is it representative of that local community, or are people coming from all over?
No. We obviously, you're probably, about 50-60% are going to be local,
right.
or regional. We're getting a lot
regional,
of drive-ins.
Yeah.
But we've had international. We've got people coming in from Dubai and Pakistan and from India. We've been in cities like Chicago, and we've done this in Philadelphia, Atlanta. And basically we try to hit the cities that have a fairly progressive video surveillance plan in place.
Instead of reinventing the wheel, you got to kind of start. Yeah, okay.
And folks, too, that have worked with UASI grants and understand the funding process, because that's a big part of what we do, too. It's not just a technology showcase. We want to bring in, the agencies and the law enforcement technology guys who are trying to come up with budget and planning. So we'll show them, what's out there. And then we want to bring the people in that can help them put together budgets, and then go out and find where the grants and the funding are.
Yeah.
So we have grant and funding people there as well.
Sounds exciting. Give us the dates on that again.
It will be November 15th through the 17th. It's at the Crown Plaza Reliant, which is right across the street from NRC Plaza, which is the Texans,
right.
stadium, and it's right near MD Anderson. So it's a great location for the folks of Houston. But again, it's a national show. We certainly encourage, and also we do this with the audience in mind. It's very cost effective. It's a very low cost show.
Oh, good.
We understand the pressure that agencies and other folks have to attend events. So we want to make it easier for them.
Now, I hear you have a demi-celebrity that may be appearing at this conference. Is that a true story? A semi-celebrity, a small celebrity.
Refresh my memory. You're getting...
I don't know. It's something I'm not really sure who it might be that's coming. But Security Guy Radio might be there.
Yeah, we might have a radio guy
radio
there.
Guy.
No, we're looking forward to you coming. We're excited about that.
I'm excited about it. I just got back from Black Hat, and there was a lot of smart city initiatives in there and, secure city thing and these high concepts about how do we wire everybody together, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to take the IT guys working with the physical security guys to make this all happen.
Well, it's that whole Internet of Things
and
concept that's coming here where all devices are going to be interconnected. So, again, it's a perfect play in the secured city space in the safe city space, because if you can tie together, medical devices, tracking devices, it all plays out. And we're excited, to be on the ground floor of this. Safe and secured cities is certainly a concept. You look at major corporations, Target up in Minneapolis, they're working with the city and the law enforcement agencies to really spearhead this safe and secured cities effort. So, when you get that buy-in from large corporate entities and they want to work with public safety, where they want to work with law enforcement agencies, it's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, it's a good marriage, absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve Lasky. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. Appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you guys in November.
We will see you in Houston, sir.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Perfect.